Before the Son of Islam rose, during the era of ignorance, a pious businessman went to Syria to conduct business. Whilst he was there, he had a dream which he relayed to a monk named Bahira. The monk asked, "Where have you come from?" The businessman replied, "I have come from Makkah." He then asked, "Which tribe do you belong to?" The businessman replied, "The Quraysh." The monk asked, "What do you do?" The person said that, "I am a businessman." The monk began to say, "If Allah Almighty actualizes your dream, He will send a prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to your nation. You will be his wizier during his life and his successor after his passing away." The pious businessman did not inform anyone about this dream and its interpretation. And when the Son of Islam rose and the seal of prophets sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned the incident of that dream that the businessman saw in Syria and its interpretation as a proof, upon hearing which the pious businessman embraced the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and whilst kissing his blessed forehead, he said, "I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and I also bear witness that you are a true messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah. The pious businessman states that on that day, no one in the whole of Makkah was more pleased with me embracing Islam than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O devotees of the companions and the prophetic family, do you know who that pious businessman was? He was the first Khalifa of Islam, the most pious, the companion, son of a companion, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.